B-Pod Studios.
One of the last of the golden age of movie stars, Tony Curtis, passed away at his Las Vegas home at the age of 85, nominated for an Academy Award, and also an accomplished artist, a guest on this program, a gentleman that knew Tony Curtis very well, is on the phone with us, vice president of the Screen Actors Guild from 1959 to 1963, actor Chauncey Billups. Mr. Billups, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for remembering Tony. I think that's the important thing. It's a difficult day, but it's good to know that Tony was loved as much as he was, and I'm hearing a whole lot of that today, and thank you so much.
How did you find out about the passing of your friend, Tony?
Oh, God.
The call come late at night? Did a friend stop by?
Well, yeah, I got a phone call, and I think with most people, the phone call probably would have waited, but anybody that knows me said I keep odd hours, you know.
Right, right, yeah.
I have a traditional job to go at this phase in my life.
And so you got a call at night. You were awake and got
it was, word. It was a good friend, a mutual friend of Dan Cain called me. You know, probably know him from his films. And I watched the sun come up.
Isn't that beautiful?
Normally I'm up when the sun comes up, but I don't pay it any mind.
Right, right.
But today I watched the sun come up, and I swear to God, it was not as bright as it should have been.
Sure, because we lost it. We lost a good one. And you, Chauncey, remember Tony Curtis because you grew up together in the Bronx. You, of course, I'm sure.
We did.
You remember him.
We went west. When followed our favorite baseball teams, pretty much.
You remember when before he changed the name and was Bernard Schwartz, you know, Bernie, if you will. And what was it like growing up in your neighborhood in the Bronx with Bernard, Tony Curtis, and you two? I mean, did you know right off the bat the both of you wanted to get into acting?
I was born an actor. And when I say that, I don't say it in any sort of braggadocio. What I mean by that is that I'd always want to be somebody else, and I'd take on different personas. Now, I did this quite consciously. It wasn't mental illness.
Right, right. Well, sure.
But, yeah. You know, we do the usual things. We'd play stick ball, and we did our share of pranks. And
there was one legendary story.
Out of respect to Tony, I can't tell you the entire story.
Right. But give us one of the old childhood
pranks. There was
pranks.
A lady in the neighborhood, and her name ended up amongst all of us kids. She ended up being known as the Dead Pigeon Lady. You have to look at it in the light of the time in which we were living. Today it would be considered horribly cruel and probably jailable offenses. At that time, it was just having fun.
Right, you're talking the 1930s back then, and that was just having fun.
Sure.
Depression era, living in the Bronx, kids
and,
will be
And by
kids.
God, if somebody got cut, well, you just walked it off. We were childhood chums, and you know, I'd go, hey Tony, I think I got a gig coming up, and I think you'd be good in a supporting role. And you know, obviously, when I bring Bernie around, they saw the star power. And it's not to say that I'm not a good actor. In many ways, I'm superior to Tony.
I don't know about
as far as
that
when it comes down to just chops.
Right, I don't know,
but he had that something else. You want to call it? Charisma.
He had that star power. He had that.
Yes,
look.
Yes, he did, and it cost me. But I would do it over again today.
There was a time where he couldn't get a job on television or movies, and of course he openly referred to it as dope and the booze. It nearly was his downfall. He said flat out, "I was a full addict." And is that where you had nothing to do with him during those lean times?
Well, I'd say
you dropped him as a friend.
You say nothing to do with him. I tried to protect him from himself, because the worst thing that could have happened to Tony then was for him to get a job and pretend like none of this was happening. So I went around to all the heads of the studios and everybody I knew in Hollywood, and I know quite a few people.
Yeah.
And I said, look, this guy is a wreck. Never hire him.
So you were telling, when he was in dire need of work, were telling studios not to hire him.
I told everybody that would listen that, look, this guy is a scumbag. You can't count on him. Yes, I grew up with him, and I don't know this man, and the worst thing that you could do is to hire him, and whether it was from your own selfish standpoint of, look, is this guy going to show up? Yeah, he'll probably show up and do a decent job, but you never know, and, you know, I hear things that he does that are trashy. He was in the gutter.
So you took money out of his pocket. Did you think, as a friend, knowing that he was self-destructive at the time, ever think of doing an intervention and maybe getting him the help that he needed instead of costing him work?
Well, Tony was a beautiful soul.
Yeah, that's what everybody seems to say, especially today with his passing. You're coming on the air, a lifelong friend of his, Mr. Billups.
Proudly, lifelong.
And telling people that you cost him work when he probably needed it the most.
Yes, exactly. And
you didn't go and get him the help. You lived separate lives, is what you're telling me during that period of time.
I've already told you. I'm telling you what happened. And you can be upset by that, or you can understand that this is a complicated lifelong friendship. I mourn the loss of this man. I loved him like a brother, nothing more. There was nothing more to it.
I understand. Okay, I get that.
And what I did was... you know, I saved him from himself.
No,
and,
you blackballed him.
And, well, I did. I had him blackballed. I told him that if they weren't concerned about the drug use, the questionable sexual behavior, I told him he was a communist. Whatever it took to let him, at that time, find his bottom.
Do you know that when all of that committee stuff and the McCarthy stuff was going on, I was
right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that in many ways, the America that we live in today is an America that I helped to create.
Right, during the McCarthy era. Where we were taking...
We needed it as a nation. We needed to tighten up and put a stop.
It was a witch hunt. It cost people their lives, not to mention their careers, but their lives.
Are you accusing the Hollywood community, the Screen Actors Guild, not to mention the United States House of Representatives, the United States Senate? What exactly are you doing?
I don't know what your motives were, sir, but you cost a lot.
You know, if this were a couple of decades ago, I'd have you looked into your activities.
Don't threaten me. We're here to remember a friend.
You got any magazine subscriptions you're not particularly proud of?
Don't come at me. Don't come at me. And I think at your age, you're virtually powerless right now,
but that is very untrue. But Tony appreciated this.
He didn't appreciate it.
Years later, when we were speaking again, he came over and he'd had a few snorts. He laughed. He patted me on the back and he said, "You know what, my friend? Payback is a bitch." And I said, "Isn't that the truth?" And he said, "But you know what? It was worth it. The way I screwed you over to get those starring roles launched me on to the rest of my career." But that's just one part of a lifelong friendship. He understood that I was paying him back.
Now,
because he stabbed me in the back taking those roles early on. My life would be different.
No, he was a great actor. He was a matinee idol.
No, that's debatable. Matinee idol, yes. Great actor. I don't think you'd find much traction with
you,
that.
You, on the other hand, if you look at the credits at some of those earlier films, you'd see Tony Curtis as, you know, Steve. And then the credits would roll, and you'd be like swimmer number two. Or you'd be person number three. Or you'd be night watchman.
I think you're exaggerating. And I don't know whether you're using one of those phony internet sites. Whether it's they got a database up there that's, you know, probably 70% correct.
70%, so all of that stuff and everything else that I read about you was incorrect. You were really the matinee idol.
Look,
he took the parts from you. You blackballed him.
Let me save you from embarrassing yourself.
You're
and
embarrassing
being disrespectful
yourself.
To Mr. Curtis. Later in his life, as I'm sure you're aware, he decided that he would become an artist.
He was a very accomplished artist, and his pieces went for an awful lot of money.
Have you actually seen the art?
Yeah, I see. He'd do collage art, and also...
My God.
What?
This is the problem. There are too many enablers around him his entire life.
How would you, a friend, lifelong friend, grew up with him in the Bronx, how would you have described his art?
You know, I have been an artist for many years.
Accomplished, yes.
He saw me working, and he said, you know what, I'm just going to hang it up for a while, and you do the art, you do well, I think I'll give that a try. And I go, what do you think? You can just decide. This is not something you just decide to do. It's a lifelong pursuit. This is something I've always done. And so he starts trying to hone in.
On the art.
Exactly. On my life's passion.
Yeah, here we go.
And then uses the name Tony Curtis, and people will buy anything. I doubt highly that you've ever seen a piece of art that Tony Curtis did.
I have seen it. He's got websites where you can go and look at it.
Well, I can guarantee that you've seen my work. I'm a sculptor. Tony always was jealous.
Because he
might be the one that gets the hoity-toity exhibit where everybody pretends that there's some talent there, which there was not.
Are you saying he wasn't
I know third graders that can do better.
Okay. This was a mistake.
My ass. My work is
your work.
Displayed.
It's all you. He did me wrong there. I blackballed him. His art was junk. My art. He took my art from me.
Why are you getting upset?
Because you are. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm not ashamed about. I signed a deal several years ago with the Target Corporation, and my sculpting is all around the Garden Center, mass produced.
This is Tony Curtis. Tune in on 96 K-Rock, Stan and Haney, and you'll love it.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the poll.
Pope wanna send. We'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Just like most of you, financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
It's about having fun today. It's about having fun. Okay? This is fun time. Fun time. We're going to have a lot of fun today. I just laid the gavel down. We're having fun.
But he's in town.
I know, the president's in. He likes to have fun. I want to say this right now because we have a lot of friends in law enforcement. We have a lot of people that are downtown right now that have access to our beloved president that will probably be greeted by him. He's on a very tight schedule. He's going to be finishing up at what used to be the Harbor Side. I don't know what it's called now.
It's called Indigenous People's Auditorium.
What's it called?
It's like the Calusa Sound Amphitheater.
Yeah, the Indigenous People's Club.
Okay, whatever it's called. Whatever it's called.
It's to honor all of the many...
Haney, it's a beautiful building. It's about having fun.
Well, it's to honor all of the fun. People in the Calusa community, and it means so much to them.
There's not any Calusas left.
Well, yeah, there weren't any Calusas left like 1,000 years
like
ago.
Even when the Seminoles were here.
Yep.
There wasn't a Calusa.
No.
There wasn't a Calusa. All that's left is a mound.
No, but, I mean, I think the Temucuans hung on longer than the Calusa.
Now, there's a few right now as they're waiting for the president to finish up. They've got us on. They're listening to us. President's on a tight schedule. Just after 3 o'clock, about 3:10 today, he's going to fly out of, what's the private sky?
Well, he's flying out of RSW, yeah, but it's the terminal.
Yeah, yeah. Our buddy there that used to... That
How's his daughter doing, by the
no
way?
I have no idea how her singing career went. It's a quick trip downtown out to RSW, and somebody in there, just flip on a radio to us. Let them hear us.
Yeah, well, if you get your way, he'll go, why would I be listening to this? They're not talking about me.
No, he's going to, well, he can tell right off the bat with your attitude that you're a fine American who he likes.
Oh, I don't know that he'd like me.
It's about, no. This is about fun.
No, I remember when he was running, and we've got it on tape somewhere, where a listener called in and said, oh, you're for Trump, huh? What do you think, Trump going to have a beer with you? I said, no, Trump's not going to have a beer with me, and
Yeah, I know he's a real ball buster. What I want is for him to be negotiating on my behalf with all the other countries of the world.
So anybody down there, you know, when he's riding in the limo, what do they call that thing?
The Beast.
The Beast. When he's in the Beast, heading back out to Wallanin Field, have the radio on. Let him hear. Tell him, you know what? Listen to these guys. You know, we don't have to be talking about them for the officials and stuff to say they're big fans. Put it right on there, and then he'll say...
No, with our luck, they will, and we're not talking anything about it. You know, why would you have me listen to these knuckleheads?
You know, and then maybe he'll say...
I gotta say, not very good.
Before we take the break, I gotta throw this at you because it never stops. It never stops. I saw this in the Daily Mail. Everybody loves the Disney Plus. Everybody loves the Disney Plus.
I think I get it for free for some reason, but I've never watched it.
You get it for free?
I think so. It's like part of the package on my cell phone or something.
Really?
I don't know.
For you. At any rate.
But I've never watched it.
Like Splash, they had to Pixel.
Pixel.
Daryl Hannah's ass.
Why?
Because it shows...
it's glorious.
Cleavage. I know. But on Disney Plus. And they're putting warnings on all of the Disney films.
What, like Song of the South?
Song of the South they don't even have on Disney Plus. In the Daily Mail today, Disney slaps racism warnings on classic films.
What?
Peter Pan, Dumbo, The Jungle Book, due to negative racial depictions and mistreatment of people's cultures.
Oh, no.
Much-loved classics have all been prefixed with the warning on their streaming service, Disney+. The warnings are understood to be a part of an ongoing review carried out by Disney across its extensive back catalog of films. Now, I told you in the headline, Peter Pan, Dumbo, and Jungle Book now have a warning. Those aren't the only ones.
I cannot think of anything wrong with them.
No. Also coming with a warning before you're allowed to view it on Disney+. The Aristocats, Lady and the Tramp, and Swiss Family Robinson. All come with warnings.
How Swiss Family Robinson?
Disney Plus have also made the decision to completely overlook certain features, among them the controversial 1946 film Song of the South. So they all come with warnings now. No, I gotta take a break. It's a great song. But I gotta take a break, and it's a horrible recording of it. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Now's just the right time to freshen up that portable radio of yours. Best way to do that, of course, is to have it checked by your radio man. He's a radio expert, and because your radio man knows from experience what's best for your portable, he'll recommend
Stan and Haney.
They're radio engineered for extra listening hours.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney will do the audio grab bag here in just a second. Get ready, because at 4 o'clock we're going to be going live to Mango Rita's on Fort Myers Beach. Another K-Rock Happy Hour Friday. Our own Carly going to be down there broadcasting live. We'll be chatting with her from 4 to 6.
And I'm looking forward to it. She is so delightful.
96 cent beer specials down there. Stuff from the K-Rock pile, T-shirts, Stan and Haney T-shirts.
You know how awesome Carly is?
How awesome?
Well, she was loading up the K-Rock van with all of the stuff that she's going to give to you guys today. And she was parked in my normal parking space. Yeah. And when I pulled up, she ran to the van and moved it out of the way and gave me a big smile.
That's common courtesy.
You're not kidding. Which is something that's sorely lacking in this building.
Let's do the grab bag.
brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Oh, by the way, later on today, Broadway Joe and his NFL picks. So I was going over how well he did last week. And, of course, we had to drop that one game from the schedule. There were 14 on tap. Only 13 were played. And I believe Broadway was 8 wins and 5 losses. It's okay. Should have gone with the Dolphins. That's all I'll say.
Wait, are you serious? Yeah. You cheered him when he picked the 49ers.
You know what? I think if the Broadway stops picking the Dolphins, they're liable to, you know, clean up every game this year.
Well, that's not good. Because the better they do, the farther we are from Tua.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if you have a Google device in your home, but it has a new feature you might want to try. You know, for your Google Music. It now lets users search for songs by humming, singing, or whistling, and it's supposed to figure out what you're doing.
I tried it out.
And?
I sang one of my songs.
Yeah.
One of my original songs to see if it would recognize it.
And?
It didn't. Mm. The closest match was the Soviet National Anthem.
Yeah, this guy tried too.
Hey, Google, play this song. Oh, this one. Come on, you know the one. No, this one. No, this one. Yes, yes, that one.
Oh. Yeah, it's good. It picks up all the stuff.
There was one that I think it was before apps when we were just on PC.
Yeah.
And there was a website where all you had to do was tap the rhythm on the key space.
I remember that.
And that one was dead on.
You were the one that told me about it, and I tried. When we were doing stuff for, like, the Wayback Machine and stuff. And
it was uncanny how good that was. But, of course, we can't have nice things. No. So now, 20 years later, we got this Google thing that doesn't work.
This is a weird statistic. But, I don't know if I understand it. It's not because of,
Well, statistics are malleable.
52% of Americans say they'd be open to living in a van
down by the river
during the pandemic to save money. Yeah, do you really?
Now, young man, what do you want to do with your life?
Actually, Matt, I kind of want to be a writer.
Well, la-de-frickin-da! We got ourselves a writer here! Hey, Dad, I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Well, actually, Matt, Ellen and I have encouraged Brian in his writing.
Dad, I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
Now, I wonder, Brian, from what I've heard, you're using your paper not for writing, but for rolling doobies. You're going to be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river.
You know, I wouldn't mind it.
I can see. Well, you're one of the 52%. Me? I'd mind it.
Well, I mean, the living in a van part is somewhat outweighed by the fact that you're by the river.
By the river, yeah. What are we going to blame the COVID on next now? Apparently...
There's nothing to blame it on but China.
Yep. Apparently a yodeling competition in Switzerland is now being called a super spreader. Doing this is a super spreader. They say after the big yodeling event that COVID skyrocketed.
Wow. Do you know how to yodel? Junior? No. That's not how you do it. But you got some natural ability there. You just got to harness it.
It's there. It's just hidden.
Repeat after me. Okay. And put some of that sauce that you were using on it. Little old lady who.
Little lady who.
There you go.
Hey, nice job.
Little old lady who.
I got to refine it.
Yeah.
Little old lady who.
Yeah, now you can yodel. Now you can yodel.
Yeah.
That's the second person I taught to yodel.
Yeah. That he might retain it, though. Are you familiar? And I got a clip here.
You remember that yodeling kid from Walmart that got a record deal?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Nothing.
Oh.
You're, I'm sure, aware of this. The mystery jetpacker over at LAX. Are you familiar?
Yeah.
This is bizarre.
Well, you know, you got all those Hollywood stuntmen out there.
Yeah. Someone flying in a jetpack was spotted near the LAX airport again.
Oh, I didn't know it happened again.
Yes. The same thing happened back in late August.
Now, that I heard about because it wasn't a commercial airliner coming in and the guy got in their way.
This time, a China Airlines flight crew spotted it. Get a load of, at around 6,000 feet.
That's low for a jet, but high for a jetpack.
And then air traffic control asked a police helicopter if they could go and check it out, but cops are still trying to find out who it is. Here's some of the new audio from the Chinese airline flight coming into L.A.
We just saw the flight object, like a flight suit jet passing by us. 6,000.
A flying object, was it a UAV or was it a jetpack?
A large jetpack, too shiny, too fast.
There was a jetpack reported about 13 miles ahead. There's no way you can go and check that out, can you?
Yeah, they don't know what the hell's going on. But yeah, it's probably some Hollywood stunt thing going. 6,000 feet!
Well, with a jetpack, with some know-how, if you launch straight up to 6,000 feet, probably not all that difficult. Where it's difficult with a jetpack is moving laterally and knowing when you're going to run out of fuel.
The running out of fuel part is a big thing. Jetpacks have been around since the 60s. But the thing about them was limited mobility and time because it burns a tremendous amount of fuel.
And you've got to be strong because your fuel is on your back.
Yep.
You know what looks like fun?
What?
Those, they're not jetpacks, but the ones that shoot out the water on lakes.
Watch everybody that has done that. They face plant.
Yeah,
into
hard.
The lake. Hard. Because you can't control them.
And you think, oh, it's just water. It's soft. No.
No, no.
I thought about that when I was parasailing off Fort Myers Beach. Mm-hmm. Thinking, oh, look at the beautiful water. Yeah. But you know what? If I fell right now,
yeah,
it'd be like concrete.
Yeah. That's why I couldn't understand when you were boogie boarding and you were getting beat around out there. I said, that has to hurt.
That was just a test of wills,
yes,
which
was.
I won.
Yeah, you did. This is incredible.
Because you realize when I was being pulled on that boogie board, the driver had no intention of me ever getting up.
No, I was there. I know that.
And all he wanted to do was to throw me off the rope, and I wouldn't let him.
You were getting pummeled out there. You were stomach on the boogie board, hanging on to the nose, being towed by a boat.
That was trying to throw me.
And he was taking you over the wakes. He was taking you over any kind of wave that were out there. And I was worried because I saw your neck snap. I said, he's getting pummeled out there.
And when it was all over, what did I do?
You came right back in the boat and acted like nothing
and
happened.
Chugged a beer.
Yeah. Follow me on this. a pastor.
Oh.
A man of the
cloth. Please, let this not be as bad as the altar being desecrated.
No, it's bad.
Don't do this to me.
A pastor, a man of the cloth.
Ordained?
Yeah. Was on a flight from Las Vegas to Detroit. He got arrested. Why? After the woman sitting next to him woke up from her nap and caught him peeing on her.
Oh, come on! Nobody does that!
He claims he had a bad reaction to a sleep aid.
No.
Nobody believed it. He was arrested. Here's the poor woman.
It started to get warm on this side of me. I jump up and I seen his private area out, so I screamed and that woke everybody on the plane up. By the time I actually looked at him and I see him shaking himself off, I'm like, this man just peed on me. There was like a puddle of pee in the seat. He didn't say anything the whole time he was standing there. Since then, I probably only got maybe like 4 hours of sleep.
Hey, well, you're traumatized, kitten.
Well, that's... You know where the old saying comes from. Better to be pissed off than pissed on.
I'm going to play. The sound effects are worth it, but the
What is going on? These people are supposed to represent God.
I know that. There's an underbelly there. Just like we talk about the restaurant, radio,
I'm not saying you've got to be perfect, but don't go around urinating on people. Yeah. That's not good.
There's a TikTok video posted. This is great. The audio is phenomenal. And you say to yourself when you're listening to the audio, is this girl pretty? Yes. Yes, she is. A 19-year-old in New York posted a TikTok video on Tuesday morning showing her pleather Zara pants. They're like a leather pant.
Pleather.
But it's pleather. It's not real leather. And...
Which means it can't breathe. It retains moisture.
And air. And she pointed out on the TikTok video that if you squat down in these pleather pants, you sound like you're farting. And so she's standing on the TikTok video with these on, and she's doing some squats. And she's squatting, and it's like, what is this, some fat pig? No. She's quite attractive.
That's why she can get away with it.
Right.
So I bought these really cute, flary-type leather pants. And
fake
I went
leather.
Out to eat with my family. On our way out, my sister drops her phone. So I go down to pick it up, and this happens.
And so she squats up.
So here's a warning if you want to buy these pants. Don't bend down.
Yeah, she's a cutie.
Isn't it great how when hot girls make videos, they're only talking to other hot girls?
Yeah, there she is.
Hey, baby.
And every time she does that.
Yeah, that's why if you want to go into that world, it takes an investment in real hand-tooled leather.
Yes, you really need the good stuff. Not this.
So I bought these really cute, flary-type leather pants, and I went out to eat with my family. On our way out, my sister drops her phone. So I go down to pick it up, and this happens. So here's a warning if you want to buy these pants. Don't bend down.
See? She's only talking to other hot girls
who could fit in to
a pair of plastic pants.
We weren't meant to see that.
No! Last thing on her mind was us seeing that.
You know, the president's in Fort Myers today. He's probably heading back to RSW right now. Junior gave me the, yeah, he is. He was in Greenville last night. Greenville, North Carolina. And he admitted that there is somebody more famous than him. Yeah.
No.
He admitted that there's somebody more famous than him. Let's go back to Greenville.
Is that possible?
Let's go back to Greenville last night.
Somebody said to me the other day, you're the most famous person in the world by far. I said, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. They said, yes, you are. I said, no. They said, who's more famous? I said, Jesus Christ.
Yeah!
Woo! I'm not taking any chances. I'm not going to have an argument. Hey, I'm not having any arguments. Jesus Christ. I'm not going to take any chances, huh? And let me look up and I'll say, and it's not even close.
I think Junior found something there.
Nice job, Junior. That really made my day. Yeah. You know, after the preacher, you know, urinating on that lady, it was nice
to... She first felt warmth.
It was nice to hear the president, you know, acknowledge that Jesus is more famous than he is.
Very, very important.
So I bought these really cute, flary type leather pants, and I went out to eat with my family. On our way out, my sister drops her phone. So I go down to pick it up, and this happens. So here's a warning if you want to buy these pants. Don't bend down.
You know what? I think I'm going to watch some of that Disney Plus this weekend.
Will you stop? It's a horrible recording. It's horrible.
Well, it's not readily available.
No, it's not.
You got to get it bootlegged.
Oh, yeah, we'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You got to be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Everybody, Stan and Haney, Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you for joining us. Less than an hour away from us checking in with our very own Carly, as she's at Mangarita's today for another K-Rock Happy Hour Friday. She'll be there from 4 to 6. We'll be checking in with her. Look, they got a bunch of specials going on there right now. She's got stuff from the K-Rock pile. She's nice on the eyes. It's a Friday. You're finishing up with work, ready for the weekend. Head down to Mangarita's and enjoy yourself. It's fun. And it's all, as I said earlier, this is all about having fun.
Yeah, you got very angry and yelled at everybody and said that we're having fun today.
That's right. It's about having fun.
So I bought these really cute, flary type leather pants, and I went out to eat with my family. On our way out, my sister drops her phone. So I go down to pick it up, and this happens. So here's a warning if you want to buy these pants. Don't bend down.
Yeah, that's a little piece of advice for you.
You know what that reminds me
of? What's that? It reminds me of a few things.
You remember my buddy Warren?
I remember Warren.
And his brother Carl. Did you ever meet Carl?
I don't know that I met Carl. Well, it was enough meeting Warren. Carl, I don't know if I could have handled.
Well, Carl was missing a leg.
Really?
Yeah. You wouldn't know it because he got really good with his artificial leg.
Yeah.
But it was like off right at the knee. So when he got around pretty good, he just had like a slight limp. And yeah. I didn't know that he was missing a leg for a long time. I just thought he had a limp.
Yeah.
But when I found out, it was because every once in a while where his knee area met the prosthetic, it would make that noise.
Yeah, because you got to get a suction in there to keep the
Carl, what the hell was that? And then he took his leg off and waved it at me and laughed.
And then put it back on and you had that fart sound.
Yep. He could do it at will.
Yeah. Well, it's that suction. You don't want him kicking a football and that thing go flying off.
Yep.
Got to have it on there. You got to have
that
suction.
But I'll tell you what, it's an attention getter.
You're darn right it is. You're darn right. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, we're going to give you a chance to win.
I'm going to play, and Junior's not involved with this one. It's the listener alone. And we'll have two rounds of this, two different categories, but similar. Stan's 2 minutes. I'm going to give a lucky Stan and Haney listener 2 minutes to name off 10 things. I'll give you the category. And if you can name it off, all 10, in 10 minutes, no need to rush. There's plenty of time to do it. Just think about it. Give me time to check them off. You got 2 minutes, and if you get all 10, you'll win a fabulous prize selected especially for you.
Are they allowed to take notes?
Oh, no. Because they're not going to know.
That's why you're not involved.
That's why you're not. Thank you, Haney. They're not going to know the category, and you're not involved.
I just think it would be nice if you clarified.
Take notes. You see, I gave the category, and as the listeners last time we played this are trying to think of answers, he's out there in the hallway writing down, getting a head start on all the
things.
And
then he comes in and just starts reading them.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't clarify the rules. So.
Everybody else knew the rules that way.
Could have explained it better.
Let's do the local beat.
Are you a good boy?
I'm a really good boy.
Well, all right then.
This is about fun.
And you're darn right this is about having fun. Now let's have some fun. This is fun. This local beat, because somebody almost was suckered into a fake phone call. The local beat. This comes to us, and they've been doing some fine reporting lately, and hats off to them. Our friends at Fox 4. When they do a story, they go deep.
They get the dirt.
Yeah. And this has even the police a little amused by it, because they openly admit, well, good try at this one. We haven't seen one quite like this. Phone call scam that is apparently going around Southwest Florida. Headline on the Fox 4 website. Scammer using Naples Police Department phone number to con victims. So they got the caller ID down, too. And how? Well, let's look. Dateline Naples, Florida. A Naples woman is warning about a new phone scam that almost cost her $3,000. The scammer called her cell phone, pretending to be a police officer, and disguised his phone number to make it look like it was a call coming from the Naples Police Department.
Okay, before we even get started, how many crimes has he already committed?
Nobody knows.
No, I mean,
fake police officer. If he can do that, probably a lot.
Fake number.
Yep. Lieutenant Brian McGinn said this is the first time he's ever heard of a scam like this happening in Naples, this particular grift, this particular con. The woman, the victim, Tiffany Barnes, said it was the most realistic scam she had ever heard of. She says, he knew all of my information, my address, my name. He knew everything he needed to know.
So he had her permanent records. Does he know that she didn't do so well in algebra that
probably
one semester? Because they always told you it's going to be on your permanent record.
She recorded the call, which said, and I'm quoting from the phone call, "This is Sergeant Thomas Orr, Naples Police Department. I need Tiffany Barnes to return my call. This is a non-emergency matter, but it is requiring your immediate attention." The man left a number for her to call back. She tried calling it back, and all she heard, and we've seen this many a time, she tried calling back and all she heard was a constant busy signal. Call back, busy signal. Call back, busy signal. However, a few minutes later, he called back.
Well, that's convenient.
From the phone number that was listed
as the Naples PD. Lieutenant McGinn said he had heard of this type of scam happening in other communities, saying it's fairly easy, unfortunately, for people to spoof their numbers and make it come up with basically whatever number you'd like it to come up with. Barnes, the victim, Barnes said the man told her she had warrants out for her arrest, and it wasn't long before he was asking for $3,000 in cash for what he called a, quote, bond payment.
That's just how it works.
Yeah.
See, they make things so much more convenient now. You don't have to bother with court and all that.
She goes on to say, quote, he was like, oh, you have to go to Wells Fargo and put it into the ATM. I'll transfer once you get there to my financial department or my sergeant, whoever is available. And I was like, this is her saying it, and I was like, oh, no, 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 that doesn't sound right. That's when a Barnes called Naples police herself and learned.
Did she get a busy signal?
Yes, and over and over busy. No, she called, and actually somebody did answer. Apparently, when she called, there was no Thomas Orr that worked there, and she didn't have any warrant out for her arrest. Lieutenant McGinn said she did the right thing there. Call him and find out.
Yeah, you know, like most Americans, she figured, well, I must have done something.
Yeah, I've got some warrant. Seriously, I'm going to tell you this before I finish this story. If somebody told me in a official capacity, well, Stan, you have at least two warrants out for your arrest. I haven't done anything. I try to avoid trouble the best I can. Not as good as you, Haney, but I try to avoid trouble the best I can. But I would be sitting, once somebody told me that.
But you're safer than me because trouble doesn't come looking for you as much as it does me.
Well, that's relative. But I would be
trouble rarely makes it to your door.
Oh, it finds a way.
You can usually...
You ever hear of something called Stan Luck?
Yeah, but that's usually when you've opted to travel.
Yeah, that's when I... But if I was sitting at home and somebody said that, I would...
You know you didn't do anything wrong, but yeah, there's a good possibility some way...
Things would be rolling through my head. Where could this have happened? How could the... There's no warrants out for me. It would be rolling through my head. What could they want me for? What did I do? Barnes said she was lucky she didn't lose her money, but she wants to make sure no one else does either. She said, I want people to know this is happening in our area, and it can happen to anyone. Now, Lieutenant McGinn said the Naples Police Department would never ask you to pay for anything over the phone. And if you do have a warrant, it will likely be served in person. Not somebody calling.
Not a lot of guesswork involved.
Yeah. So if you receive a call like the one this lady did, call your local police department and you report it.
You know what? I wonder if I am being scammed.
What do you mean? What do you got there?
I got this yesterday.
Let me see.
And I thought it was just the wrong number, but I wonder if it's a scam.
Can I read it out loud?
Yeah, I mean, it's got nothing to do with me. Hopefully it's just the wrong number.
This is Ms. Caserta, career research teacher at Lee Virtual School, sharing the latest grade on your child, Tabitha. She has earned 88% in my class. She has completed 33% of the course.
Thank you for encouraging your child to stay on pace.
You're welcome.
Please see my pace chart located on my announcement page for deadlines and resources. Please call or text. Text me back letting me know you have read this message.
It's a weird number.
And Haney, like a good parent, did text back. Yes, I have. And I'm very proud of my little girl.
I want to take care of Tabitha.
I also got a scam text.
What do you got?
All right. So it says, it's really weird, too. A wise man makes his own decisions. An ignorant man follows the public opinion. Care to put our ads on your vehicle and make 500 United S dollars weekly? Yes or no?
No. You said
I didn't even respond to it.
You don't respond to that stuff.
I don't know, though.
What?
88% is pretty good.
It's pretty darn good. That's a B student, B plus.
But I think Tabitha can do better. I'm going to get involved.
Yeah, you're going to have to. Well, you know what? But I'm not surprised you are. You're a concerned parent.
And what kind of area code is that for a Lee County teacher?
What is the area code? Look this up, Junior.
801.
801. That sounds like a very important area code. That ain't from around here, though.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Mormons, huh?
Yeah. Like Biden would say, that Mormon.
Well, you know, what's his name?
Yeah. We're gonna
the Mormon.
Yeah, we're going to give you a chance to win when we come back. Stands.
Of course, you remember when Mondale ran, he also had a broad on the ticket.
Stands 2 minutes. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
If you had a friend who was a king, what kind of a gift would you give him? Well, there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this.
Stan and Haney.
The world's most exciting radio.
96.
The quality goes in before the name goes on.
K-Rock.
Yeah, and we're great companions on a trip.
That's what I hear.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Friday afternoon. We're just a little bit, 25 minutes from Carly kicking things off at Mangoritas on Fort Myers Beach, Estero Boulevard. Another K-Rock happy hour going to get kicked off at 4 o'clock, go till 6 o'clock. 96-cent beer special. She'll have stuff from the K-Rock pile as well. And go on down. It's Friday. Have yourself a cool one. Get something to eat. See Carly. She's pretty. And have a good time.
She's the prettiest girl in the world.
Okay. We're all... Okay. Sure. Okay. I won't fight you on it.
You know, somewhere Angelina Jolie's looking in a mirror getting mad at her.
Yep. Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Yep.
Yeah. So we've been telling you, Mike Lindell sent us these Giza Dreams sheets.
He's the man himself.
Yeah, he's the MyPillow guy.
And yeah, that's right. We know him.
So we've been using these sheets now for a couple of months. Yes, we've laundered them. But I'm going to tell you, they are so comfortable. They are, you know how sometimes a sheet will pop up on you and you got to fight it to get it back on the mattress and all that?
Oh, these, we got big beds, yeah. And these, they go right over there. You don't have that problem. They stay right on.
They are so comfortable, so cool. They're probably the best sheets I've ever had. And right now is a great opportunity to get some of these sheets yourself.
How about this?
Yeah, I'm listening.
We'll set you up. Because we know Mike Lindell. We're close personal friends with him.
Yep.
You'll get two sets of Giza Dreams sheets for one low price plus free shipping.
But guess what? You got to use our code, our promo code.
All you have to do is call 1-800-634-9645. Use the promo code 96KROCK.
Yeah, or better yet, go to MyPillow.com, but use that promo code 96KROCK.
1-800-634-9645, and that all-important promo code 96KROCK gets you the deal.
You'll love them. All right, let's give somebody a chance to win. This is, and Junior's not involved with it this time because he cheated. You don't write down your answers. You don't go and eavesdrop.
It's supposed to be off the top of your head.
Off the top of your head.
That's what makes it fun.
Yep. Yeah. We're going to play Stan's 2 minutes. And here's how it's done. I'm going to give you a category. And your job in 2 minutes is to name off the top 10. This is a wide open thing. It's going to require you to think a little bit. I will help you along. I'll let you know when you get one and where you're at as far as getting all 10. I'll even be willing to give you a little hint. I'll keep you notified on the time. Don't rush it. You got a full 2 minutes to name all 10 that are in the category, the top 10. A lot of items might not be in the top 10, but we want the top 10, and I'm going to give you 2 minutes to name them all. If you answer correctly, you will have your choice of the following. $50 to the pewter mug. US 41 North Naples. We also have a gift card to Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach. And we also have a gift card to Mangoritas on Fort Myers Beach, which, of course, Carly will be there in just a little while. So, food, food, and food. And drink. 277-9600. I'm going to get a random Stan and Haney listener. I'm going to give you the category. You've got 2 minutes to name them. Name the things in the category. I will help you if necessary, because I'd like to see you win. 277-9600. If we finish with somebody quickly, we'll go to another category, and we'll let somebody else try as well. 277-9600. Let's do random, and I have to hear you, and you have to be willing to play. I don't want to see the whole 2 minutes go by and nothing. Ahoy, who's this?
Scotty.
Scotty?
Yeah.
All right, Scotty, you want to play? You want to play Stan's 2 minutes?
Let's go.
All right, Scotty. Hopefully your phone won't crap out on me, though.
I'm in the middle of nowhere, so it might.
Well, see, now this is something that I have to deal with.
It sounds okay now.
Sounds okay now. I'd hate to see you not get your prize.
Want that prize.
All right, here we go. Okay.
I think he'll maintain the connection by sheer force of will.
I hope so.
I will. I will do it.
A recent study at the University of Michigan found that there are foods that are literally addictive, meaning that there is a protein in them that affects the brain like a drug, and you immediately start craving that food. I have the top 10 most addictive foods, according to the University of Michigan study. I'm going to give you 2 minutes to get all 10. I don't want you to rush. It's plenty of time. But I have the top 10 most addictive foods, and as you get them, I'll mark them off, and we'll see if you can get all 10 in 2 minutes. Sound good?
Let's go.
All right. Your 2 minutes begins right now. Go.
Chocolate.
That is on the list. You got one.
Coffee.
Coffee is not there.
Beef.
What is it?
Beef.
Beef?
Beef, cow, moo.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you. Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers, there you go.
They're addictive.
Pizza.
Pizza is number one, the most addictive food out there.
All right.
You're doing really good. You got 3, and you still have a minute and a half to go.
All right, let's go hot dogs.
Not there.
Let's go bread?
Bread. Be more specific.
You know, there's bread and then there's...
Donuts?
You're on the right track. Not there, but you're coming really close. 1 minute to go.
Cake?
Yes, sir. It's on the list.
Let's say seafood, lobster.
Not there. Let me. And I'm going to throw you a hint. What were we saying that was on that burger? What was on the burger?
Cheese.
On the list.
There is also
a liquid on the list.
Ketchup.
Not there. maybe more, 30 seconds, a beverage.
Shoot.
He said shoot. 20 seconds. Now I have to, now.
You got to be careful.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Don't swear.
Donuts?
No.
You said donuts.
You already said that. Five.
Beverage.
Three.
Coke?
A soda. And that time is up.
All right.
You did not get all 10. I'm sorry. Good try, though. You made a good effort. Appreciate the call. Stay on the line because I'm going to play another round. But this is going to be something different, although kind of the same category. Here are the 10 most addictive foods. Now, according to the research at the University of Michigan, they said addictive foods. The two things in common, they're processed and they're high in fat. And there is also a protein called casein that's in some breads and stuff. It actually breaks down in your system and can actually trigger the same parts of your brain that drugs trigger. Here are the top 10 most addictive foods. He got pizza. He got chocolate. Chips. Potato chips. Corn chips. Cookies. Ice cream. Because they're fried in fat. French fries. He got cheeseburger. He got soda. He got cake. And he got cheese. So those are the top 10 most addictive. The ones he missed, chips, cookies, ice cream, and French fries.
Are we done with that list?
We're done with that list.
I'm surprised fried chicken didn't make it.
Yeah, I know. Did not make the top 10. Yeah, yep. That's highly addictive, too.
What, heroin?
No. Now, calls are going to come in now. I'm going to get another person to play Stan's 2 minutes. This is going to be different, but along the same lines. We said about addictive foods. There are good foods you can eat. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jorge.
Jorge, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Doing good, buddy. Happy Friday, by the way.
Yeah, you too.
Would you like to try your 2 minutes to name all 10 on the list?
I would.
All right, here's the category. We went with the 10 most addictive foods. The study at the University of Michigan also listed the top 10 least addictive foods, meaning you can eat these, you might enjoy it. Most of them I wouldn't, but you could enjoy it. And it's not one of those things that you're going to get an overwhelming craving for. It doesn't do anything to your brain. You can eat
these. So you're probably not thinking, wow, I'd like to go out and get some blank.
Right, because you're not thinking about it. These are everyday foods, but you can't get addicted to them, according to the experts. The hint I will give you to start, and what's your first name again, Steve? Oh, Jorge, right?
That's right.
All right, yeah, sorry, Jorge.
I can see how you'd get confused.
I forgot. Let me write his name down.
Steve and Jorge, very similar names.
I don't know. I just take a stab to see if it clicks. All right, Jorge, I'm going to give you 2 minutes. Your hint is everything that is healthy. I mean, if think of yourself on, and let me just double check on this. Completely forget about chicken or beef.
That's off. It's virtually a vegetarian diet, except for one thing on here. I'm going to give you 2 minutes to name the 10 least addictive foods, and I'm going to help you along the way the best I can. Just think virtually a diet or foods that, well, there are some fruits on here, too. So, you ready?
All right, let's do it.
All right, Jorge, your 2 minutes begin right now.
All right, what about broccoli?
You betcha it's on the list. betcha.
Carrot?
Yep, on the list. Number two on the list. And I want to stop because I'm going to help you on this.
All right.
What else? Think other than, and I don't see it on here, other than lettuce. What would go into a salad? You mentioned carrots, you broccoli. Some people will put broccoli in a salad. Think salads at first, then I'll help you along. Go ahead. Still got a minute and a half.
How about a cucumber?
Number one, cucumber.
All right. Fruits? How about let's go with a banana?
Yep, on the list. I'll tell you right now, I'm looking at it right here. One. There are two other fruits on this list, too. One of them has its seeds on the outside. Very popular in Florida. They're red.
Apple?
Well, apple's on the list, but that's not the fruit I was looking for. A lot of times you put them on a shortcake.
Strawberry.
Yes. Yep. Now you're sitting down and you're having something to eat, maybe at a Chinese restaurant, and they get that scooped out white stuff that is not healthy for you. But there's a color of rice that some people say very healthy for you.
How about brown rice?
Yeah, it's on the list. Yes, it's on. All right. It's on the list. I've been talking a lot, so I'm going to give you an extra 30 seconds.
Yeah, let him pick one.
Yeah, let you, go ahead. Well, there's also a fish on here.
Salmon?
Yep, on the list. You've got one more, and you got about 10 seconds to go. I'm going to tell you it's a vegetable.
How about beans?
Oh, I'm sorry, beans are on there, yeah.
Good for your heart. Yeah, good.
There were two more. There's another vegetable on there. They come in kernels.
Corn.
Yes, there it is. Right there. Winner. Winner.
Rock on.
Yes. That was a harder category. It was hard for me, too. What would you like?
What are my options?
You have a gift certificate to the Pewter Mug. You have a gift certificate to Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach. Or you can choose a gift certificate to Mangorita's on Fort Myers Beach, where we're going to be checking in with Carly in just a few minutes.
I'll do the Pewter Mug.
You got it, buddy. Hold the line. Line three. The study found that the least addictive foods, where you can eat these and you really don't have a craving for them. You know, try going on a no-carb diet. You crave carbs. You think about it. Oh, a nice slice of bread or cake. You don't crave these things. But you like them. Cucumbers, carrots, beans, apples, brown rice, broccoli, bananas, salmon, corn, and strawberries. How strawberries gets on that list, I don't know, but they are a non-addictive food. Where you just enjoy them, and once you're done with them, you're not thinking about having any more.
Yeah, except you rarely enjoy them alone.
That's true. You got strawberries, you got to have that whipped cream and the cake with it, or throw it in some cereal where you get those good carbs. Cucumbers. I'm not just going to start crunching on a cucumber. You got to throw some dressing on them.
Mm-hmm.
brown rice. If I'm getting brown rice, I'm going to have to splash on
think about
some
that
soy
list and the things that have to be done to make it edible.
Broccoli. You'd like a nice cream sauce.
Yeah. You got to have some cheese or something.
Nice cheese sauce on it. Salmon. You know, you want some maple in there, maybe.
Yep.
Or hickory.
Yep. Here, Stan. Have some broccoli. Yeah, dry.
No, yeah, no, thank you. I've seen people do it. I can't.
Even right. Carrots need a little help.
You know,
a nice honey glaze.
Well, sure, like a baby glazed carrot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you everybody a hint about carrots. California carrots are sweeter than any other carrot, whether it's a Florida carrot or anything. You go and buy a California carrot, and you'll see where does it come from? California. They're a better tasting carrot than anywhere else in the world.
Every time I look, it says product of Honduras.
Yeah, that too. We're going to take a break. We're going to go and get you updated on traffic. We're going to check in with Carly. We're going to do some news headlines. 4 o'clock fluffer.
Fun, fun, fun.
Your emails later on in the 4 o'clock hour. Broadway Joe and his NFL picks.
If you've just tuned in, you're having fun today.
Yeah, this is all about having fun. All right?
Fun.
We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Friday afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic. Check in with Carly for the first time down at Mangarita's on Fort Myers Beach. Get you some news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. About 30 minutes away from Broadway Joe and his NFL picks of the week for week number 6
and
in the National
Football
League.
And boy, is he okay.
Yeah. Yep. Tepid. Let's get our first look at traffic this afternoon, brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, looky here. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash, Pine Island Road and Bayshore Road. Also in North Fort Myers, got a crash, the 500 block of Pine Island Road and Paloma Park.
That sounds pleasant.
It does, doesn't it? Crash. Alico Road and I-75 northbound, Fort Myers. This one in Fort Myers as well, a crash. 2200 block of Iris Way, right by Paradise Shores. And in Lehigh Acres, got a hit and run. 4900 block of Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Second week in a row, our own Carly on Fort Myers Beach, this time
she's
at
our
Mangarita's.
She's our new superstar.
Our new superstar, Carly. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing very well. I hope everything is okay down there. Did you get the proper help necessary from the staff?
I never really do, so no. But we got the tent set up and we're ready to go.
So hold on a second. Nobody from the staff helped you set up?
No, they helped me this time. They did.
All right. What about our program director, John? I'm sure he was a big help, wasn't he?
Well, he's smoking a cigar and drinking a Bloody Mary right now.
It's good that you have a supervisor out there.
Somebody to look over things. What's going on there this afternoon? If I want to go and head home over there after work, what's going to happen?
Well, you're going to see me, and you're going to get some free T-shirts. We also have 96-cent Shock Top Drafts, and we have 96-cent Bud Light Bottle and Bud Light or in Budweiser.
Oh, nice. I like that Shock Top. I like that. That's a good, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's very refreshing. It's probably one of my favorites,
it
too.
It is. It's refreshing. And are you handing out? Do you have Stan and Haney t-shirts? Apparently here in the building, there's no more. I hope you have some.
I took them all, so I have them here.
Fantastic. And you got what else? Can coolies?
Yeah, we got the koozies. I got bottle openers. I got the Stan and Haney bumper stickers. I got everything.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to check in with you in a few more minutes and see how it's going. Here's what I want you to do, though, Carly. I want you to monitor our program director. I want to know how many Bloody Marys he drinks in 2 hours and how many cigars he goes through.
Okay, right now he's double fisting. He's got the Bloody Mary and a Budweiser.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
What is that? Some kind of hybrid Boilermaker?
Well, that's like, you know, where you get the Bud and Clamato.
We'll check in with you in a little bit.
Okay, perfect.
All right, see ya. Bye. Bye now. Bye-bye.
Just delightful.
Just delightful. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's going to give you the headlines right now.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Now, we'll preface this by saying we don't know that there's an actual connection between your name and how likely you are to slip and fall. But a legal company did a study based on data from thousands of personal injury cases to figure out America's clumsiest names.
Yeah, watch out, our program director down there. I think John's a clumsy name.
A mom in Texas goes viral after accidentally giving her children rotten-flavored zombie Skittles for a month.
Oh.
You know, I don't know how today's world works.
You never have.
But they give me the information, and I try and bring it to you.
Yeah.
Evidently, hey. If you're going to have... you've met somebody, and you've decided that you're going to start a relationship.
Yeah.
You need to do a soft launch first on Instagram to see how it goes over.
Soft launch.
Yeah.
All right.
And finally, a KFC customer demands a refund, successfully gets his money back, and then does a drive-by shooting. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Can we please, it's a Friday, have a little bit of laughter? A little bit of laughter?
Oh, my God.
Put out the Pall Mall, honey. It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Hi.
No, he didn't say he was home yet.
What's going on back there?
We're training a new boy.
A trainee?
A trainee.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Why, they're so nervous.
Yep. And the thing is, where do they find him?
Did you know that guacamole was invented all the way back in the 1300s?
I did not know that. Not a big fan either.
Well, there's a lot you don't know. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you need to know about guacamole.
Top things you need to know about guacamole.
It should only cost extra if you order extra.
Ooh, so scared, Chubby Wubby. I reported you to Jenny Craig.
So what, are you really having him go deep into the sound effects over there?
No, I think it's just random.
Yeah, it's random.
Avocado is Spanish for gay apple. Before it was identified as a fruit, the avocado was mostly used as a weapon in hand-to-hand combat.
Oh, I believe it. All
people
about timing.
Timing. People who refer to it as guac are usually named Chad. Sometimes it's eaten. Sometimes it's used to simulate vomit in low-budget horror
That's
movies.
True. True.
It was created by the Aztecs. Look what happened to them.
Yep. They're extinct.
Living in America.
Just random. I mean, are you teaching? And by the way, it's not the new boy that's doing it. It's our current producer.
Veteran producer?
Veteran producer that's just hitting random little things. Yeah, he likes that one. Make the hosts look good.
He should.
He should tell you.
And finally, the very top thing you need to know about guacamole.
Yes.
Some people like to add a little garlic to their guacamole.
Oh, yeah.
It adds flavor, and it keeps Hunter Biden away.
Come on, man.
And that, my friends, is the formula.
Over. Let's go to the building.
That's it, baby.
Thank you, Freddie. Email time. Ahoy. At StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay, okay.
Haney, I hate to ask you this. The skies are dark out there, and there's a lot of cloud cover, and it makes the room a little dark. Will you make those just so I can read, but just make them a little brighter? Just a, there. Oh, thank you. This is from Leo.
Oh, man. You know what? The clocks are going to be going back.
Soon. Because it's fall. You fall back. Back and to the left.
Which means we get less daylight? It'll be
it just
dark
depends
when we
on
leave.
What time you wake up. Yeah, it'll be dark when we leave.
That's...
yeah.
I'm against that.
This is from Leo. I know who you are.
Well, of course you do. It's Leo.
Yeah. Hey, you guys.
Hey, Leo.
So I want to answer your question of the week from yesterday, which was, what is something that happened years and years ago, but you still haven't gotten over it? It still gets you worked up. You'll still start fighting and arguing about something that's long past. About 7 years ago, I bought a bag of candy from a friend because I wasn't going to be able to go trick-or-treating. And as soon as I got home, I showed my parents. My mom was immediately furious. She said that she got a call from my teacher that her bag of candy went missing. I tried to explain to her that I bought it from a friend. But she said the teacher told her that my supposed friend said that I took it. And I still remember that son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are the best. And Junior, be good and think about how good those Pringles will be. Again, his dad said he'd make a donation to the draft fund. Anytime disrespecting, $15 off. Why do I think of the Yosemite Sam cartoon?
Where he goes in the closet.
Yeah, and screams, and Bugs Bunny takes all the money away.
Yep.
And he doesn't have the heart to tell him he doesn't have any left.
Junior is very touchy today, and I think it's just because he's in physical proximity to the president.
He's very fragile today. We've had to limit our conversations with him because, because he's sensitive today.
I'm not sensitive.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Is it because the president's nearby in a physical manner? Is it getting to you?
I feel his presence.
I bet you do.
The force is strong with this one.
This is from Scott. Hey, guys. I just want to say how proud I am of the national media outlets in this country. It was completely apparent last night that both candidates were treated in the exact same professional manner.
Oh, couldn't agree more.
Yeah. It's so refreshing to me that our national news media continues to uphold themselves to the highest standards of journalism and respect.
You know, when George Stephanopoulos...
Snuffy.
What is his name?
George Stephanopoulos.
Oh. I liked it when he really nailed Biden. And I think you know the moment I'm talking about.
Yeah.
When he said, Joe, what you thinking?
Yeah. And then he and Joe answered incoherently. And then, what you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Yeah. And then you turn over to NBC and that... what's her name? Savannah Guthrie. Just browbeating.
Dropping the fangs.
Just all about her. Never.
She basically yelled at the president for 20 minutes before they let anybody else do anything.
Shame! Shame! Shame!
Let's see. Respect. Now, having said all that complete BS, I do want to concur with the woman who said Trump has a beautiful smile.
Doesn't he?
He sure does. Well, those teeth are all capped, just like Joe.
But in a much more restrained manner.
I agree. Joe had them recapped to make them bigger.
Yeah, I think Trump probably spent more on his, but Biden got more... results.
Yeah, well, bang for the buck. I also learned something new last night, and that is that it is possible to have forehead wrinkles that stretch to your dimples.
Well, not naturally.
Stan, I know you're an expert on strange facial features. How does Joe Biden manage to get wrinkles on his temples? Love you guys. Scott from Naples.
Well, isn't that when they pinned it back to begin with?
They stretch. Watch Pelosi. She uses tape.
She's really going off the deep end lately.
Yeah, I know. Even her own networks are turning on her.
Oh, she's screaming at Wolf Blitzer like he's Mark Levin.
Yeah, it's come on, Blitz. This is from our old friend Charlie in Punta Gorda. Haven't heard from Charlie in a long time. I hope you're doing good, buddy. Good golly, guys. I keep listening to this song, Shot in the Dark, over and over again by AC/DC. It's their new one. It is perfect. It is exactly what you would expect from AC/DC.
Mm-hmm.
It's like being in a time warp back to 1980 when Back in Black was released. Very similar. But it's their sound. It's so good to hear them with something new out there. It's exactly what we need in this horse blank year. Signed, Charlie from Punta Gorda. Thank you, Charlie. We're going to take a break. When we come back... He was tepid last week, a mediocre 8-5. That's with one game removed. Broadway Joe and his NFL picks of the week. We'll also check in with Carly. She's down at Mango Rita's. Make sure everybody, the K-Rock staff, is comfortable enough. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right, just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Hope you're dodging the raindrops here at Broadcast House in Estero. It's dark and thundery. And some raindrops starting to fall, so be careful out there. We're also going to be checking in with Carly at Mangoritas on Fort Myers Beach. And in just moments, Broadway Joe and his NFL picks of the week for week number 6. Find out if they're, what games are being canceled as well, or COVID-y. Let's get you updated on traffic. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Okay, we got just one thing on the board right now, and it is a crash, Alico Road and South Mallard Lane. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Second week in a... Oh, that... We got a loud band out there. We got a loud band out there. Carly?
Yes?
Turn your microphone down just a little bit.
Is this better?
Oh, it is fantastic.
Sorry.
Even a little bit more. Even just a touch more.
Is this better?
A little bit more.
What about now?
Oh, there you are. There's the, just even a little bit more.
What about now?
Perfect. There's the Carly I know and love.
Sorry, I hit the button earlier, and I was like, I feel like I turned that up really loud.
Yeah, it's up really loud. you're at Mangoritas today, and I asked you for an update. How's it going?
It's going well. Our PD is on beer number 4 now.
He's got 4 beers in him. Is he still got a Bloody Mary?
No more Bloody Mary. I think we're on cigar number 2.
Okay. All right. And urge everybody to come in. I hear music in the background. Is that live or piped in?
It's live music.
Oh, so I wonder, live music down there. That's good.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping for some karaoke. I could sing the Stanna Haney trivia song.
I would put money to go see that. They got specials down there too, right?
Yeah, we have 96-cent Shock Top Draft, as well as bottled Bud and Bud Light.
That's good. And you got? Are you handing out any Stanna Haney T-shirts?
Yeah, I make sure that they're true Stanna Haney listeners and not just the people from Wisconsin that want a free shirt.
Good. And you're going to be out there until 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Fort Myers Beach, Estero Boulevard, Mangoritas for another one of our Friday happy hours here at K-Rock. Let me ask you one thing about our program director.
Okay.
Is he sitting by himself or is he socializing? I'd hate to see him 4 beers in, smoking cigars, and sitting in a chair all by himself.
He's in an alleyway because it's about to storm.
He's in an alleyway. Okay. He's probably happy there.
I'm out in the storm, by the way.
Are you getting wet?
No, not yet.
Hold on. Sorry about that. But everything is okay where you're at right now.
Yes, everything is going well so
God,
far.
I got to be careful. We're going to check in with you in about another half hour, see if things have dried out, and tell that band the next time you come on to keep it down.
I will.
Bye, Carly.
Bye.
Bye, see you later. There's Carly. There's Carly at Mangoritas on Fort Myers Beach. Go on by and see her. She's very lovely. She is a lovely girl. And I just wanted her to get out of the raindrops. What is soap? What is it? I hope Broadway didn't hear any of that. He was 8-5 last week. I wonder if he can do any better.
And now here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey.
How are you, buddy?
Outstanding.
Good. Is it raining where you're at down south? Because I know up in southwest Florida, we got a few raindrops.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I couldn't make it home on time, so I pulled over to the parking lot at a Dollar General.
So you're in a Dollar General parking lot right now?
Yeah. Well, I figured, you know, I may, once we're done with this, I may go in there anyway and do some shopping because everything's generally a dollar.
Yeah, it's generally a dollar. You might have a few things over there. I got to ask you something. I'm going to go down memory lane with you. Somebody posted this to my Facebook. Do you remember when you had your own Hamilton Beach corn popper in the Spiegel catalog for $14.99?
Oh, those were some great days. You remember that when people got all excited that you could make popcorn at home?
Yep, you could make popcorn at home. It was the Joe Namath self-buttering popper by Hamilton Beach.
Well, you had a little metal tray that went inside. You put the butter in there, and while the popcorn was popping, it would melt the butter, see?
You had a little hot plate and like a plastic dome that went over it.
Just, man, what a wonderful product.
Yeah, and it had...
Although I guess I don't have to say that anymore.
No. $14.99 back in the day, Broadway. You could order it. It was item 229 in the Spiegel catalog. That's before, you know, you would go on the computer and order stuff.
Well, and, you know, Spiegel, that's a name you like to be associated with.
Yeah, it's a good brand, isn't it?
It's an excellent brand.
Did you make any money off of that, by the way?
Probably. You know, back in those days, the money would just roll in.
Yep. You know, your football salary, the endorsements, whether it was a corn popper or pantyhose or shaving cream. Yeah, it was rolling in.
These days, if it wasn't for term life insurance, I don't know where I'd be.
Yep. That's that damn family member that started that steak company.
Well, and, you know, there's a lot of competition out there for my new career. I really wanted to push gold coins, but Bill Devane beat me out on that one.
Yeah, I know. You were 8-5 last week with a canceled game because the, what game was it? It was the New England-Denver game was postponed and because of the COVID. So we took a game off of your picks. You were 8-5, 43-27-1 so far this season. So not too bad. The past couple of weeks have been kind of mediocre for you.
Well, I think the past couple of weeks have been kind of mediocre for some football teams that should have been winning games.
I agree with you. Let's see how you're going to do this week. There was no Thursday night game last night. We're just starting off with Sunday games. Are you aware of any games being postponed or any possible problems with the COVID?
Well, not at this point. They did that actually while the games were being played last Sunday. They turned the schedule on its head and did a lot of rearranging, but I don't think there's been any since then.
All right, let's begin. Sunday games, we'll start with the 1 o'clock games. We start off with Houston at Tennessee.
Well, Houston got their one win with their interim coach. The way Tennessee's been playing, practice without practice, it doesn't matter. I like Tennessee.
All right, going with the Titans at home. The Cincinnati Bengals. Burrow is just really being, I guess, getting an education. He's been getting beat up, especially last week. They're traveling. Cincinnati's traveling to Indianapolis.
Well, I'd say Joe Burrow got his education last year when he went undefeated and went to the national championship because he had an actual football team around
yep.
him.
He's the only one, and I'm telling you, he's going through the mill right now.
The kid is playing his heart out, and there's nobody around him that can match his intensity. I like Indianapolis.
I agree with you. Atlanta going to Minnesota to take on the Vikings.
Well, Atlanta finally played badly enough to get the coach and the GM fired.
Yep.
They're going to have some sort of interim coach this week. Minnesota's lost some close games. I like the Vikings.
All right, going with the Vikings at home. Here's your makeup game here, Denver.
This would have had me at 9 wins.
Yeah, all right, let me, because I'm going to go back to your...
Yeah, you had New England beating Denver. No surprise there. You still going with New England this week?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
All right. There we go. The New England Patriots, again, at home. First four picks this week, all home teams. This one, will anybody be watching or will they just forfeit? Washington at the Giants.
Well, it's the most competitive division in football. That's a nice way to put it.
None of them want to win.
And my God, last week, if the Cowboys couldn't be any more embarrassed, it was 37-34.
Yeah, Giants were competitive in that game.
I think Washington's bad enough that maybe the Giants will get a win.
All right, going with the Giants at home. The Ravens taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. We got a couple of boys going at it, Broadway.
That one's for the boys.
Yeah.
The Boyd Bowl.
Yeah.
Ravens.
All right. Ravens, first road pick of the week for Broadway. Let's see how it continues. Cleveland, winners last week, going against Pittsburgh.
Well, I hope Cleveland enjoyed their winning ways. I think Pittsburgh takes this one.
All right, we'll go with Pittsburgh. The Chicago Bears at the Carolina Panthers.
Somehow, Chicago is 4-1.
Yeah, I
know. I think they're going to be 4-2 after this week.
All right, going with Carolina. Again, a home team. The Lions heading to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars.
Well, Detroit still has Matthew Stafford, so I like Detroit.
All right, going with Detroit. Now, the Dolphins coming off a shocking, huge win. I mean, they pummeled.
Yeah, by the way, I want to thank you for that tip last week.
Yep, go against them, they'll win. A huge win last week over the San Francisco 49ers. They're home, and the hapless, pathetic New York Jets are coming down to Miami to take on the Dolphins. Is it a back-to-back thing for the Dolphins right now? Are they going to win again?
Well, let's see. The Dolphins went out and embarrassed the 49ers. The Jets have yet to win a game. And because their head coach got his feelings hurt, they let go of probably their best player.
Dolphins?
I like the Dolphins.
All right. I'm going to keep track of that because if the Dolphins, who are supposed to win easily, lose, I think from now on, if you want the Dolphins to win, you pick against them.
Well, if they lose to the Jets, whatever good feelings they have now are out the window.
All right, that Dolphin game, first of the 4 o'clock games. We now go with our second 4 o'clock game, Green Bay at Tampa Bay. Will Brady remember the snap count this week?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I know all week long Tom Brady has been studying the concept of down and distance.
Yep, fourth down, third down, distance. Is he?
I like Tampa Bay.
All right, so he's learned, according to Broadway Joe.
Yeah, at the age of, 43?
Yeah, he's learning.
After how many Super Bowls, he's figured out, four downs. That's right.
Football night in America. You got two California teams going at it, 8:20 p.m. Sunday night. The Los Angeles, let me check their logo to make sure it is. Yes, it
is. Which one is it?
Yeah, it's the Rams.
Because it looks like the Chargers.
I know. I hate it. It's the Los Angeles Rams against San Francisco. Rams, a fairly good football team, but San Francisco, who got pummeled last week against the Dolphins, is San Francisco going to bounce back at home?
Well, the only thing they've got on the plus side is that they get Jimmy Garoppolo back. I don't think, based on what I saw last week, this could be a bloodbath.
And you're going to take the Rams?
Absolutely.
There you go. You heard Broadway Joe say it. Another bloodbath for the San Francisco 49ers. You played for the Rams, didn't you?
I think I did.
I think
but
you
it's
were,
all a blur.
You were playing for the Rams, I think, at the same time the Juice was playing in San Francisco.
Well, I do remember that. I was in California. And that I think that's when I did the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, I think that might have been. I don't think so. You were still with the Jets then.
I remembered, ow, my nose, please, Mr. Namath, ow, my nose. Something suddenly came up.
Monday Night Football, we're going to try.
Boy, I'll tell you
yes,
what.
Yes,
Broadway Joe was sure would have liked to take Marcia to that prom, nose or no nose.
What are you talking about? You were in your 30s then, and she was like 16.
Well, it was a different era.
It sure was. Monday Night Football, they're going to try it again. They're going to have a 5 o'clock game. The old Buffalo Bills, who was supposed to play this Thursday after playing on a Tuesday. The Chiefs are at Buffalo.
Well, Buffalo on a very short week. And don't get me wrong, two quality football teams. But Kansas City, the rich just get richer. They sign Le'Veon Bell, who hurt Adam Gase's feelings.
Yeah. What was his first name? Labia?
Labia Bell, yes. Now, it'll be interesting to see, because he'll have a decent line there at Kansas City. Will he be the running back we remember going to the Pro Bowl in Pittsburgh, or the one that stunk it up with the Jets? Either way, I'm going with Kansas City.
Kansas City on the road for the early Monday night game. And then the primetime game Monday night, the Arizona Cardinals and the Dallas Cowboys, who are just lucky they made it.
Well, the Dallas Cowboys seem to be cursed this season. They lost their starting quarterback, or should I say, their starting quarterback, I think his foot fell off during the game last week. I like Arizona.
All right, going with Arizona. And just for everybody to understand, A, you didn't hear your favorite team. Another week of byes. Four teams have a bye this week. The Raiders, the Saints, the Chargers, and Seattle. Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks for week number 6 in the National Football League. His winners: Tennessee, Indianapolis, Minnesota, New England, the Giants, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Carolina, Detroit, Miami, Tampa Bay, the Rams, Kansas City, and Arizona. That sound about right, Broadway?
That sounds right to me. So when you're watching the football this weekend and you're sitting in front of the television set with your favorite team, don't forget to yell out, go, 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 fight, fight, fight.
Win, win, win. You got any of those popcorn things? If I look around, would you want one?
No, thanks.
I'll check on eBay. I bet you they got one on there, and I can send you one. Memories.
They may, Stan, but I wouldn't do that if I were you. There was a fire hazard issue.
There goes Broadway. We're going to take a break. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hi. We're going to talk about some nice things today. Did you know that? Sure. Some special things for you. Some special things for me, too. And we have a special guest here today. Can you say that, guest? Sure. I knew you could. We're going to talk today to a musician, the guy who plays the bass. And you know what a bass is, don't you? Can you say that? Don't? Sure you can. Hello. How are you?
You think you get somebody to give me a cup of coffee or something?
You're not used to getting up early, huh?
I'm not here yet.
What time do you usually get up?
I usually get up when the sun is warm, like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I like to get up around 6:30.
That's insane. You're stupid.
Huh?
You should sleep late, man. It's just much easier on your constitution.
We're going to talk about your bass and how big it is and things like that. It looks like a violin, but it's bigger, isn't it?
It's a hell of a lot bigger.
Can you say
violin's a little wimpy thing.
Can you say wimpy?
Wimpy.
That's right.
Wimpy thing.
I like the way you say that. Did you know that?
I do now. The hell, you're easily amused, aren't you? I say wimpy, wompy, wambly.
I know what you mean. You know something? I like what your face does when you play. It kind of gets all sort of squinched up.
Yeah,
know?
Somebody told me once that my face, when I play the bass, it looks like some sort of like a big jellyfish or something like that. It just keeps moving.
Sure.
You can never identify what the face is. And real ugly sometimes, and real weird, looks like a fruit or something. Like it just keeps flashing at you. Like
yeah.
Somebody rubbing
sure.
rubber or something.
Tell me some of the things you think about when you're playing, though, the images. Because, of course, when you're playing, I thought of things like sheep and things like that, little candies, fresh little candies and things like that. Do you think of those things, too?
Oh, I basically think about my financial situation. I count every, like, beat I play, every note I play, and I figure out how many notes I'm giving into the space, you know, out into space.
Sure.
For how much I'm getting paid, and I am working cheap.
Must be hard to sort of struggle to get your band together.
Though. Oh, man, especially when you be lifting piano, man. That is the worst.
I
worked as a mover for 2 years while I was first getting a band together, and I've also made pizza.
But now you're playing music, and sort of the story sort of has a happy ending, doesn't it?
It's sort of a happy ending. We just got the shaft from a record company that had promised to pay us a certain amount of royalties. And
oh,
then
that's too bad.
All sorts of stuff went into pre-production and charged
that's
us for typewriters. They'd be charging us for stamps, they say, and stuff. How much
sure.
is a stamp, you know?
Sure.
I'll buy the goddamn stamp, you
sure.
know?
I know what you mean. Well, I'm sure a lot of people out there would like to know how a big, strong guy like you plays the bass so well. Gets to be so strong, what it eats to be like that. Can you tell us that?
Well, I eat a lot of garbage food, but I mainly subsist on stuff like sandwiches and tins of tuna, chicken, something like that from a chain store, soda.
Do you ever have Egg McMuffin?
Sometimes, Dad, or Cheese Prentice.
Can you say Egg McMuffin?
Egg McMuffin, yeah.
Well, I know what I'd like to do now. I'd like to hear you play some bass.
Would you yeah, like? I'd like to do that.
Well, we're going to go to the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, no, man, it's too early for me. I gotta drive.
What you're going to hear today is nothing short of a miracle. It's dramatically new, made possible only through years of research, invention, and innovation.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Those of you that can hear us. Stan and Haney. I don't understand all the gobbledygook.
If you can hear us, call us.
Well, see, what's happening is
it even sounds weird in the headphones now.
People are calling us that they can't hear us. But I'm going to check and see. Because of what's wrong, I don't think we can check in with Carly either. Oh, no, she's there.
But can she hear us?
Carly, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, sweetheart.
How are you? This is great that we can still talk to you.
We don't know if we're on the air.
Yeah,
or not.
We had a little lightning issue over here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, I can hear you perfectly fine.
That is so good to know. And you're over there at, are we, hold on. Are we on? Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. You can hear us, Carly. Is the radio station back on?
Are you asking me that?
Yeah, I'm asking you that. Never mind. I'm not going to ask you that. Hey, that's not anything you need to worry about. I'm trying to ask a operations director and a producer if we're back on.
We're on streaming.
So we're not on the air.
That's all you said was that we're streaming.
Are we on streaming or are they just doing Phil?
We're streaming.
We're streaming?
Like what
yes.
we're doing right now.
What we're doing right now is streaming.
Okay. That's good to know. Okay, so we're streaming right now. How are things down there at Mangoritas? That's what I want to know because it's coming down in buckets over here, Carly.
You know, it rained a little bit and now it's really not. It's actually very nice.
That's great. Good.
Yeah. It's cloudy. Like you're not going to get a suntan right now, but it's drizzling. It's not too bad though.
Okay. And it sounds to me the happy hour is still going on too.
Happy hour is still going on till 6 o'clock.
And what do you got over there? What do you, if I came stumbling in, kind of like, how's our program director doing, by the way?
He's good. He's eating some crab dip right now.
And how many beers in?
I think we're on number 4 still.
Oh, okay.
I think he's, you know, we're slowing down a little bit.
Okay.
What about the Bloody Marys? What about those?
He just had one.
I think that was just to start it off. Now we're on Budweiser.
So he was just kind of pre-gaming with the Bloody Mary.
Yeah. You got to kick it off with something big, and then he just now went to Budweiser.
Okay, so you're there till 6 o'clock. What are the specials going on right there? I mean, I'm hearing Budweiser. You had a few others earlier.
Yeah, it's going to be 96-cent bottle of Budweiser, Bud Light, and then 96-cent Shock Top Draft.
Awesome. And
I still have the Stan and Haney shirts, too, because I know you're going to ask.
Oh, okay. You still got some. So if they want to come down and get a Stan and Haney shirt, that's great. You're going to be there until 6 o'clock. Lots of fun. Is anybody helping you? Is anybody helping you?
Helping me with what?
Just anything. Helping you.
Anybody ask if you need anything?
Yeah, maybe a drink or something to eat or anything like that.
Well, I just ordered chicken tacos, so yes.
Okay, good.
Oh, good.
Right on.
But in the middle of the storm, though, I did have to run back out to the van to get tent weights by myself.
That's a crime.
Go on down and go see Carly. She's going to be there until 6 o'clock. Mangaritas, Estero Boulevard on Fort Myers Beach. It's the K-Rock Happy Hour. Lots of specials. She's got some swag, and she's there as well. And we'll check in with you one more time, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Just delightful. Just
can you bring this up?
Yes. Yes, I can. Oh, right on.
But in the middle of the storm, though.
Yeah, we're streaming. That's us.
Okay, good. At least we're streaming. Junior, you took a few phone calls. Were they telling us that we're off the air or that they can hear us streaming?
A bunch of people told me that we were off the air. A couple people said I'm doing an amazing job.
But nobody's saying that they can hear us streaming.
Just a lot of compliments aimed toward me.
Oh, will you know? Stop?
Mainly. Yeah,
mainly.
That's the bulk of the traffic, Stan, is...
Yes. Speaking of
Pro that, Junior.
I mean, I appreciate it, but we're in the middle of something.
Yeah,
here.
Exactly. It can be a little embarrassing, can't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. I'm humble.
Is this my latest traffic?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do some traffic.
You know, it's difficult for you to have to step in and say, hey, it's not all about me.
I mean, I have to make the host look good.
Jesus Christ. Traffic.
You about ready, are you?
Yeah, I'm about ready. Traffic is brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral.
Does it sound strange to you?
Everything sounds strange.
When you're a stranger.
Yeah. All right, what do we got? We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Nimitz Boulevard and State Road 82.
Now, that's a strong road.
It is. We're talking about Nimitz and not State Road 82. Fort Myers, crash. 9100 block of College Point Court and Lake Point Commons in Fort Myers. And Bonita Springs, crash. 24,000 block of South Tamiami Trail, right by the 7-Eleven. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now. So I'll be on
there
our toes.
Time.
That's
time
right, Junior.
Well,
I thought we'd be half-assing it because nobody can hear us.
Oh, he totally forgot about it.
When people believed everything they heard.
And nothing is balanced
this
the way it should be.
Nope. Only men were allowed to read the news.
Whatever happened affected more than one thing.
Yeah.
Anchorman was more man.
We're on
than
the air.
West.
Oh, good.
Southwest Florida's most respected.
Hi, everybody.
Anchorman.
We're back.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolf.
The power of control, alt, delete.
And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Martini
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Martini.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday,
October
16th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know. You know, Stan, they say money can't buy happiness. But it can buy an awful lot.
Darn right it can. I'd like to at least try.
Imagine for a moment you had in his prime Michael Jackson money. That means you can buy literally anything you want.
Yeah, sky's the limit.
But Michael Jackson, he got used to having money. And so the things that he wanted got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, still trying to get that rush.
Michael Jackson got it in his head that he wanted to play Spider-Man in a movie. He was still grounded enough to know that no one in their right mind would cast him as Spider-Man, but he didn't let that stop him. So he did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
He attempted to buy Marvel Comics so he could star in the Spider-Man movie.
Now, Junior is a Marvel Comics expert. Did you know that at one point in time, Michael Jackson tried to buy Marvel Comics?
It probably would have turned me into a DC guy.
Well, at least there's some honesty.
Yep.
Oh, so wrong. We live in a very litigious society.
Got that right.
Back in 2009, a woman sued Quaker Oats for false advertising when she discovered that crunch berries aren't actual fruit.
You're joking.
I wish I were. A judge did dismiss the lawsuit, but that was in 2009. Today, I think she'd win.
Yeah, because that's her truth. These are berries. What the hell? Crunch berries.
Now, you know the U.S. presidents like nobody's business, Stan.
Yeah.
Are you aware of a U.S. president that has killed a man?
Well, there have been plenty of presidents that have killed a man. You know.
What about...
You know, even Teddy Roosevelt, you know, and the Rough Riders.
Oh, yeah.
It killed a man.
I guess I'm saying in an official capacity.
George Washington might have knocked down a few.
Well, you know he did.
Yeah.
Grover Cleveland is the only president we know of who also worked as an executioner.
That is completely true, but I don't know if he killed anybody.
When he was the sheriff of Erie County, New York, about a decade before he became president,
yeah.
He personally executed two criminals.
I knew he was an executioner. I didn't know that he actually wound up killing two people.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that.
That's on the record.
Yeah, two confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Official.
Yeah, official. Wow.
You know, there are some that say NASA keeps some pretty big secrets from us.
I think they do.
They do, because NASA knew way back in 1969 that there were kids like me and Stan that really looked up to astronauts.
We did.
And they knew it would destroy us if at that tender young age that we knew the spacesuits Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin wore to the moon were designed and manufactured by Playtex.
Oh, yeah. They were like a textile. They make all kinds of materials and
Playtex, Dan. Yeah,
the home of the living bra.
Tampon.
Yep, and tampons. Playtex is big, especially with the ladies. I remember as a kid, the Playtex living bra, the cross your heart bra.
They kept that from us, and we thank them for that.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Because if we saw Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin on the moon and thought they're wearing a giant tampon, it wouldn't have been the same.
I'm going to give you another little thing that you didn't know about that Playtex spacesuit. And I think you know this. I'm pretty sure you do. And we here on Earth and the scientists that designed the spacesuit for the astronauts, we had no idea going to the moon how tiny the particles were of moon dust and how it clung to everything.
Oh, it's extremely dangerous.
They said, and I had read this in an article, that the fiber weave of the space suit, the pressure suit, that had they stayed on the moon for any length of time, like we wanted to go and colonize the moon and be able to work in space and work on the moon, that eventually those little grains of moon dust would have made their way all the way through the pressure suit and eventually made the suits useless. So they
That moon dust played hell when they got into the lander.
They would go and eventually, unknown to all of us, because we didn't know what the moon was like, it eventually would have made their pressure suits inoperable. Would have gone right through.
Yeah, the moon's not obvious about it, but it is trying to kill you.
Yep, it is.
A legal company studied the data from thousands of personal injury cases to figure out America's clumsiest names. In other words, the names that come up over and over again in personal injury claims.
Donnie.
They split it up into the top 10 for men and the top 10 for women.
Okay.
The top 10 for men: Kyle, Blake, Brian, Ryan, Daniel, Mark, Bob, Samuel, William, and James.
Ah, you didn't make the list.
And the top 10 for women?
Yeah.
Haley.
Ah.
Taylor.
Ah.
Linda. Barbara. Kimberly. Mary, Angela, Deborah, Gabrielle, and Louise. If that's your name, watch your step.
Yeah. I don't think a Mark was on there, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, there it was?
Yep.
You are. Okay. You tend to be clumsy.
Not always.
Yeah. As you get older, you're not as sure-footed as you used to be.
I used to be like a mountain goat.
Yeah, I know it. I know it.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, due to the nature of the business that Stan and I are in, we're familiar with the idea of what they call a soft launch.
Yes.
That's where a new restaurant quietly opens early to try things out on a handful of customers, or they want to try a product that they're not 100% sure of, and they want to see what people think of it.
Yeah.
Well, evidently now, people are soft launching their relationships on Instagram.
Oh, please. What? This sounds ridiculous.
Sounds to me like the old trial balloon.
Yeah. What do you think? This is pathetic.
A woman named Jess Fisher coined the Instagram soft launch to describe what she'd been seeing. basically, instead of posting something on social media announcing you're in a new relationship, you post photos that hint that it might be happening.
Right. Maybe like a group thing there, but you're in the group, but you're next to that person.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you're celebrating something and they happen to be in the shot paying attention to you.
Jess says, quote, for the girls, she'll post a picture of him at a restaurant. His face will not be in it.
Oh, really?
She will tag the restaurant, but not him.
What?
For the guys, it will be a photo of himself, and he'll tag her as the photographer.
What the? Oh,
so what's the point of this?
No kidding.
Well, it comes down to the twisted modern rules of dating in the social media age.
Give me a break.
Which I told you when they first started how evil all this stuff was.
You said it from the beginning.
Quote, our generation is a lot slower to define a relationship. So maybe you do want to announce your involvement with someone before you make it boyfriend or girlfriend official. But you can't post a full body picture until you've got that title.
Now, Junior brought up... You familiar with this anyway, Junior, before I even, you know...
Junior's... That's a little more sophisticated. He's just looking for tonight, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's not really interested in having to spend money on a dinner. Anything.
I just don't do any launch.
Yeah. You just go, you text and go, hey, kids asleep?
Hey, you still up?
Yeah.
Oh, you never told us. Were you allowed back on that thing?
No.
No, he's banned.
No, I'm banned.
What is it?
Because he's a prostitute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it's what you're banned under?
Yeah, I was soliciting my OnlyFans account.
Jeez. And these are pictures of soft...
Those are soft launches.
So that is, so is that a thing, really?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
A picture of a glass of wine and a beer and the guy holding the beer. Some coffee and just two pictures of coffee cups and a guy's hand.
I can't take the social media,
this
man.
What kind of game are we playing here?
So then all the friends can comment, say,
no,
who's
the
new man?
It's like... Just to exist, you've got to have a public relations man.
Yeah, that's what kind of like what it is. And your Instagram and your Facebook and your Twitter, this is all of your publicity. And I can understand it for a business or a couple of guys like Stan and Haney, you know, who have a radio show. But this is for social interaction with other people. You're publicizing. I got a mystery woman. I got a mystery guy. What the hell?
Let's move on.
Please do.
A woman named Emily Massengill.
Massengale, isn't that the...
Yep. Douche.
Yep. What are we doing, Haney? You're talking about Playtex, tampons, and
Massengill. Emily Massengill from Lumberton, Texas, recently put up a post on F-Book about how angry she'd been getting because she would occasionally give her children Skittles as a treat. And her kids would complain the Skittles she kept giving them were god-awful, ungrateful brat.
Yeah.
She kept feeding them the Skittles for a month. They kept complaining, and finally, she realized why.
Why?
She was giving her children zombie Skittles.
Zombie Skittles.
Skittles sells these around Halloween. And it's basically a normal bag of Skittles, but with some that taste terrible and rotten mixed in.
You ever have those, Junior?
No, I kind of want to try it, though.
Emily says, quote, they kept telling me they didn't like the Skittles, and I told them to either eat them or they wouldn't get candy ever again if they're going to be ungrateful.
So mom is, kids normally want candy. Mom is forcing these zombie Skittles on them. Yep. And they're like, mommy, I don't like them. I don't want to eat anymore. You eat them.
Yep.
Who? What parent forces candy on kids when they don't like it?
Massengill.
Yes. What the hell?
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill,
I just want to know what the president is doing in Slocala. Slocala.
He's at the airport.
Is he?
It's a quick stop and chat.
Okay, is it a nice airport over in Slocala?
Never saw the airport in Slocala. Anytime you had to fly anywhere, you'd go Gainesville or Orlando.
Avoid it altogether.
Yep. If you work the drive-through, beware of psycho truckers. Some psycho in a semi showed up at the KFC drive-thru in Memphis on Saturday, and they had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to get his order wrong. Remember, he's in a semi. They got his order wrong. He went back, walked up to the drive-thru window, demanded a refund. Well, they realized they were probably best off just to give the man his money back. Keep the food, here's your money, just go. Problem solved. Not necessarily.
Okay.
Because as he was leaving the KFC parking lot, he decided it would be a great idea to do a drive-by shooting. Oh, God. As he was driving off, he fired several shots at the restaurant while people were inside eating chicken. One bullet shattered a window. A few more made it through the outside wall, but luckily no one was hurt. A security camera got a decent shot of his face, but the police can't find him.
Wow! And there's the, is that, that's him?
Mother. And that's the news for today, Friday.
October
16th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Here he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon.
What makes Rocktober the most rocking month of the calendar year? Is it because the leaves turn? No. Is it because of decorative gourds? No. They don't rock. Is it because it's National Cybersecurity Awareness Month? Oh, hell no. It's Rocktober because it rhymes with October. See, rock, ox.
Really, all we did was add an R.
Yeah. Rocktober.
Rocktober.
The month that totally rocks. And it's also the month that grew up with a jerk stepdad and is only able to find part-time work because it's tough out there. And the month that's most likely to give you an STD because Rocktober doesn't wear condoms. So turn it up. Rip the knob off. Because it's Rocktober.
Yeah. We'll be back. Check in one more time with Carly over at Mangarita's.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Sure. Stan and Haney afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending this entire week with us. It is greatly appreciated. We're going to check some traffic for your drive home. Then we're going to check in one more time with our very own Carly. She's been spending the afternoon at Mangarita's for the K-Rock Happy Hour. She's there for a little while longer, just about, about 18 minutes or so. So let's get you updated on traffic, and then we'll check in with Carly. traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. A little busy, as you might expect. Starting Fort Myers, got a disabled vehicle, I-75 northbound at mile marker 128. Got a crash, Fort Myers, 13,000 block of South Tamiami Trail. Disabled vehicle, Metro Parkway and 6 Mile Cypress Parkway. Then we got a crash, 14,000 block of South Tamiami Trail, right at the McDonald's. And then one more for you, it's in Lehigh Acres, traffic control. Queen Avenue North and 59th Street West. And you are up to date. Let's go one more time to the lovely Carly out at Mango Rita's, where the party continues. How are you?
I'm doing well. I think I'm going to go by Carlita for the rest of the weekend.
Carlita.
Oh, I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah. What gave you that inspiration?
Well, I'm at Mango Rita drinking Mango Rita's.
That is brilliant.
Carlita.
Yeah. Carlita.
Carlita at Mango Rita's. Let me ask you this. Has our immediate supervisor left, or is he still imbibing and smoking?
So he's eating like a chicken parmesan dinner.
Dinner.
And we've moved from crab dip to dinner now.
Yeah. We're on the main on course now. And he asked me if I mind staying a little bit longer. I don't think he wants me to disturb his dinner with breaking down the tent and everything.
That's beautiful.
Well, as we got to keep in mind what's important, Carlita.
Got to have those priorities in check.
Now, Carlita, you're still there for about another 15 minutes, right?
Yes, you can still get your 96-cent draft beers.
Yeah, or until he's done with his chicken dinner.
Whatever comes first. All the t-shirts gone?
No, they're not. I still have a couple Stan and Haney t-shirts left.
Oh, good deal. And you can go out and see Carly. And for just a few more minutes, the party continues at Mangarita's, right on Estero Boulevard, Fort Myers Beach. It's the K-Rock Happy Hour going on until 6 p.m. You once again did a fantastic job today.
Just delightful.
Thank you so much.
All right.
I got rained on both times.
You did. Are you dry now?
A little bit.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah, she's adorable. Let's laugh. Let's have some music, Haney. You got anything for me?
Yeah.
We got a couple of minutes.
Let's welcome the weekend, huh?
All right. I love piano. Oh, and it's brassy.
Ow, wow, wait a second, man. What do you think the teacher's gonna look
love
like
it.
This year? Whoa! Ooh! Gentlemen, I brought my pencil. Thank you. Pounds against the machine. Give me something to write on. Oh man, I think the clock is slow.
Groovy, man, groovy.
I don't feel tardy.
teacher.
Yeah.
I've got it bad, so bad, but he's half a teacher.
That's great.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
But that's what marriage is. It's two people trying to stay together without saying the words, I hate you. Which you're not allowed to say, okay? You can't say that. You can feel it. That's okay. Don't let it come out. Say something else, anything. Say, why is there never any scotch tape in this damn house? Scotch is I, tape is hate, house is you. But it's better. You don't say, I could kill you right now. You say, you're so funny sometimes.
Have yourselves a great weekend. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey, hey, hey!
How are you, buddy?
Outstanding.
Oh, good. Is it raining where you're at down south? Because I know up in southwest Florida, we got a few raindrops.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I couldn't make it home on time, so I pulled over to the parking lot at a Dollar General.
So you're in a Dollar General parking lot right now?
Yeah. Well, I figured, you know, I may, once we're done with this, I may go in there anyway and do some shopping because everything's generally a dollar.
Yeah, it's generally a dollar. You might have a few things over there. I got to ask you something. I'm going to go down memory lane with you. Somebody posted this to my Facebook. Do you remember when you had your own Hamilton Beach corn popper in the Spiegel catalog for $14.99?
Oh, those were some great days. Do you remember that when people got all excited that you could make popcorn at home?
Yep, you could make popcorn at home. It was the Joe Namath self-buttering popper by Hamilton Beach.
Well, you had a little metal tray that went inside. You put the butter in there, and while the popcorn was popping, it would melt the butter, see?
You had a little hot plate and like a plastic dome that went over it.
Just, man, what a wonderful product.
Yeah, and it had...
Although I guess I don't have to say that anymore.
No. $14.99 back in the day, Broadway. You could order it. It was item 229 in the Spiegel catalog. That's before, you know, you would go on the computer and order stuff.
Well, and, you know, Spiegel, that's a name you like to be associated with.
Yeah, it's a good brand, isn't it?
It's an excellent brand.
Did you make any money off of that, by the way?
Probably. You know, back in those days, the money would just roll in.
Yeah. You know, your football salary, the endorsements, whether it was a corn popper or pantyhose or shaving cream. Rolling in.
These days, if it wasn't for term life insurance, I don't know where I'd be.
Yep. That's that damn family member that started that steak company.
Well, and, you know, there's a lot of competition out there for my new career. I really wanted to push gold coins, but Bill Devane beat me out on that one.
Yeah, I know. You were 8-5 last week with a canceled game because the, what game was it? It was the New England-Denver game was postponed and because of the COVID. So we took a game off of your picks. You were 8-5, 43-27-1 so far this season. So not too bad. The past couple of weeks have been kind of mediocre for you.
Well, I think the past couple of weeks have been kind of mediocre for some football teams that should have been winning games.
I agree with you. Let's see how you're going to do this week. Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks for week number 6 in the National Football League. His winners: Tennessee, Indianapolis, Minnesota, New England, the Giants, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Carolina, Detroit, Miami, Tampa Bay, the Rams, Kansas City, and Arizona. That sound about right, Broadway?
That sounds right to me. So when you're watching the football this weekend and you're sitting in front of the television set with your favorite team, don't forget to yell out, go, 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 fight, fight, fight.
Win, win, win. You got any of those popcorn things? If I look around, would you want one?
No, thanks.
I'll check on eBay. I bet you they got one on there, and I can send you one. Memories.
They may, Stan, but I wouldn't do that if I were you. There was a fire hazard issue.
There goes Broadway. We're going to take a break. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.